Welcome to Moonbeaming, a podcast about magic, creativity, the tarot, lunar living, and more. I'm your host, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, and I'm so happy you're here. Hello, welcome back. I am so glad you are here, and I'm so glad to be with you now. This is the Moonday Minisode for the week of December 13th. Can you even believe? I cannot even believe. And also, I can believe because this year was a lot. And here we are on the precipice of another Gregorian calendar year. Wow. My little note is that my store closes this Wednesday, December 15th. We will stop shipping on the 18th or 19th, and we will open back up and resume shipping on January 4th. So if you want to get anything from our studio, and if you want to get it this year, we have the Many Moons Planner, my book, zines, there's some new apparel I'm really excited about. You have until this Wednesday to do so. We also have digital downloads. Those are immediate. When you purchase them, you get them immediately. We have one about money. We have one about the dark moon. And as always, we have our monthly guide. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who has supported this studio, whether it's been through being a Patreon for this podcast, whether you've bought classes or workshops or a planner or are just here listening now. This is the time of year where it's so evident that I am supported. And if I ever feel lonely, if I ever feel like I'm screaming into the void or crying into the void. Normally I'm actually not a screamer. I'm more of a crier. TMI, I know. But anytime I feel bereft, I only have to remember that I'm supported and we're here together and we're a community. And I could not be more grateful. Words can't express it. So for now, I'll just say thank you. Okay. This week, we are still processing that eclipse season. To be sure, most likely we've come to a place where we've had some discoveries about what we are ready to change. There's definitely been some hard to ignore illuminations. The universe has entered the chat, as we say, and what those illuminations have brought up is that we've got to make some larger shifts to our lives. What we do, how we do it, where we're going, why, all those larger questions are coming up now. You do not have to answer them all immediately, but you do have to be brave enough to honor your intuition. Now, you might have had an eclipse season that was changed. I know that folks moved, they opened spaces or stores or businesses, they had breakups, breakthroughs, and now you might be sinking into the afterwards of that change. So this week could feel like the morning after a storm, like the dust has settled and there's this feeling of going outside and looking around at a different terrain. This is a week to start familiarizing yourself with this new landscape. Where are you now? Where are you going? Can you define that for yourself? Even if it's conceptual or energetic or aspirational, what practices are going to be the symbols for this chapter that you're in now. This is also the time to take action as your true you. On my Instagram stories about the eclipses, I was talking about how one way to break patterns is to respond as your true you, not a reaction, not a defense, not a habit, to really pause, breathe, and respond as your truest, most authentic self. So get a plan. Take action. If one of the things that came up for you during eclipse season was, I don't know, loneliness, then figure out how you're going to be making some friends. Reach out to some folks you know that you haven't connected with in a while. Get resolute. Use decision magic. I talked about decision magic too in like a recent episode I did for all y'all Patreons. So you can check that out there. The other thing I would be remiss not to mention is that we've got solstice in a week, and that is a major turning. Solstice is a major turning. And in the buildup to solstice, you might want to start trying to make sense of this year. Solstice is this time to let go, make amends, get resolute, welcome in the light. So you might want to start thinking about that as well. And we'll have a solstice special that I'm so excited about. So stay tuned for that. The card of the week that I pulled to be our guide, possibly even our predictor, for the energy of this week, or I don't know, like an aspirational archetype that we can work with whenever we feel low or stuck or confused, is the Queen of Cups. Now, I love this card. It's probably one of my favorite cards in the entire deck. Every tarot reader has a card, or two, or three, or four, or five, or 75 million. No, just kidding. You can't have 75 million. There's only 78 of them. But every reader has a few cards that they immediately feel a kinship to, that they just get it. And this card is one of mine. It might be yours as well. Queens are the full moon energy of the court cards. Now, we are a couple of weeks away from a full moon, but this week might feel ripe. And when I say that queens are full moon energy of the court cards, what I mean is that they are illumination energy and alignment energy. They are manifestation from the inside out. They attract what they embody. They do not have to push. They do not have to sweat if they don't want to. They embody. In the Golden Dawn school of thought, the court cards are double elements. So the Queen of Cups is double water. Think about water. Think about how powerful, yet how sensitive water is. Maybe that's you, sensitive and powerful, powerful and sensitive. Maybe your sensitivity is your power. When you pour one drop of toxicity or food coloring into a bowl of water, the entire bowl becomes that. Sometimes it's tainted, sometimes it's undrinkable, sometimes it turns the color of that which you're putting the substance into. Water is a carrier, and cups translate the idea that emotions, while unseen, are everywhere. The Queen of Cups has a strong container and a big cup of cool, fresh water to drink from, to do divination in, to cleanse themselves in, and to love and care and water the garden that is their life. It's likely that you felt like you've been in a desert of some kind. A lot of us have felt like our cups have leaks in them, right? So cue this queen. The Queen of Cups comes in when it's time to go within, to go into different terrains, to connect to our intuition and our heart, and to answer the call of our heart, the call of our yearnings, the call of our emotions. Let's talk about how the Queen of Cups can help us stay upright with our plans, with our energy, with our focus this week. First, you know, she's the hydration queen. So drink more water, babes. That's a Cancer rule for all y'all. For as many tears as you cry, you've got to drink at least 1,000 times more than those tears. So start crying into a bowl, measure the average amount of the salt water, and then drink. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. But it is how my skin looks so good, I promise. But seriously, drink water, cry, bathe, shower, water PSA, over. The Queen of Cups wants us to tend to our heart and to fill our cup. And this can be hard for people pleasers. Those of us who overgive, those of us who are very sensitive, it's challenging to put ourselves first. This is the week to do so. This is also a horror bringer in some way of 2022, because 2022 is very much about honoring the self far more than we ever have. It's about knowing the self far more than we ever have. And for a lot of us, those of us who were taught to fawn or to people please or to think of everyone's needs before our own, for those of us who are super sensitive, who read the energy of the room before responding, who suss out the energy of the situation or the emotions of the other person before being able to feel safe, standing in our own energy with our heart full, grounded in that, is major. So practice that this week. Prioritize yourself and prioritize trying to begin making one of those changes you've been thinking about. Make more time for you. This could be a week where you stop trying to attach your worth with what you can do for others, with how much you can give. You're still worthy of being loved and considered when you simply are, when you simply exist. Do you believe that? So this week, don't overgive. Really watch your energy. Really see where your energy goes. Does it leap to the other person? Are you an energy processor for other people? I will talk more about that in another episode. I talk about that in my workshops, but a lot of us are. So like, be really careful about that. Watch yourself before you throw all the water down the drain. You don't have to over-explain yourself. So long as you know why you are doing something or why you are not doing something, you're good, babe. Dive into your interior. Not the pain, not the heartbreak, but the dreams, the fantasies that live there. Spend time with the art and the poems and the sweetness that live inside of you. See what happens. Also, when you make time for your intuition and your flow, when you exist in relationship to what you love first, to what is interesting to you, turn towards what you want to surround yourself with. I'm going to end by getting a little meta here with this card. No, not the deeply disturbing reptilian metaverse, not that. It's not this show, but meta as in the Greek word meta, which means with, across, or after. Remember in the beginning when I talked about this card as being one I just get, the Queen of Cups, it just feels like me. Think about what archetypes, whether in the tarot or not, that you just get, that you feel an affinity to, that is perhaps beyond language. It's just you. You can also make up an archetype as well. So like extending that metaverse to outside the realm of tarot, what practices, outfits, relationships, activities, colors, music make you feel most like you or help to support you in this new landscape, in this new chapter, in this different terrain? How can you surround yourself with those symbols or do those things as you move about your week, as you tend to your heart, as you practice putting yourself first, as you prioritize one or more of these larger shifts? Surround yourself with that which is familiar to what you do want, not where you were, not what you don't want. Surround yourself with where you're going. Situate yourself with a full cup. Big love, everyone. Until soon. Moonbeaming is brought to you by The Moon Studio. We are created and hosted by Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. Editing is by Caitlin George Parker. And the sound is by Will Owen. Thank you for your support.
Witches in the autumn leaves, collecting things for John.